For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Things are beginning to get tight for hundreds of thousands of federal workers caught up in the partial government shutdown that's been dragging on for more than a week. WUSA 9 TV reporter Michael Valerio.
With holiday cheer still shining at zoo lights,
kind of makes the place pop.
There's lights and it's pretty.
The lights will soon fade after New Year's, with the Smithsonian no longer spared by the government shutdown. That includes the National Zoo and all the museums on the mall closed. The announcement made on Twitter this morning, with Wednesday, January 2nd, the day the doors will lock if there's no agreement on the president's border wall.
President Trump has been angrily tweeting, blaming Democrats for not coming up with the votes to build the wall. Democrats say they'll pass legislation to reopen the government as soon as they take power in the House next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
USA's Chris Barnes reports America's hospitals are getting ready to publish their prices.
It's thanks to a new federal law that takes effect on the 1st of January, requiring hospitals to publish online price lists for every medical service they provide. The prices must be updated every year. The law is part of the Affordable Care Act. It also applies to rehabilitation clinics, psychiatric hospitals, and critical access hospitals. The law is also expected to make it easier for people to get access to their own medical records.
Incoming House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says that House Democrats won't allow Republican Mark Harris to be seated in Congress next week. North Carolina's 9th District race remains unresolved amid an ongoing investigation in ballot fraud allegations. Harris leads Democrat Dan McCready by 905 votes. A GOP operative hired by Harris is accused of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen went to another border facility, this time in Arizona, after the recent death of another Guatemalan migrant child. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Local charity volunteer Zeb Green was helping to distribute cold medicine to sick migrants on Christmas Day and tell CNN just how sick the families are.
They had been inside the Greyhound station, but I heard the manager was taking them out into the cold, and there were so many just incredibly sick children.
So you saw a lot of sick people, children among adults. How young?
Babies, like infants who were incredibly ill, to elderly folks who were also just so sick. And we began passing out cold medicine, and I've never seen in my life people so desperate for cold medicine.
The trip came days after the death of 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso, the second Guatemalan child to die in government custody in 3 weeks. President Trump tweeted from the White House Saturday that the deaths of migrant children at the border are strictly the fault of the Democrats.
The State Department is condemning the bombing of a tourist bus in Egypt that left 4 people dead. John Clemens reports.
The U.S. State Department condemned the attack carried out on the tourist bus in Giza, 2.5 miles from the pyramids. The statement went on to express condolences to the families of those killed, with a quick recovery for those injured. In response to the attack, Egyptian security forces killed 40 suspected terrorists in North Sinai around Giza. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.